If there's one issue the politicians of all main parties have decided they need to deal with this year, it's high pay. Rewards at the top. Bankers and executives delivering mediocre performance for sky-high compensation. The government's made clear it's going to have something to say on this front. Maybe expect that tomorrow. But Labour have got in first with their own ideas. Chuka Amuna is the Shadow Business Secretary and is with us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Evan.
I want to hear your ideas, but before you tell us the policies, I want to hear your analysis. Why have certain industries, notably banking, why have chief executives over the last 15 years seen their pay go up so much more than everyone else's?
Well, there's a big blame game that's been going on. So you've had executives blaming shareholders. Shareholders have in turn blamed non-executive directors, who've in turn blamed the executive directors for demanding too much money. Everybody blames remuneration consultants and also lawyers for making the whole thing far too complex. My analysis of it is that this is symptomatic of the kind of system, the kind of capitalism that has grown up in this country over the last 30 years. And what we need is a more responsible and better capitalism. Because look, Evan, I don't think anybody's got any objections whatsoever to people being rewarded for taking risks, creating jobs, bringing wealth to the country. But where you have pay awards which bear no relation to performance, but also can sometimes also be beyond what a company can sustain, then it really undermines trust in the whole system. And it's often talked about from an equality perspective, in the sense that inequality is bad for our country. But actually, one of the things that I don't think has been talked about enough, and this is why the discussion is really reaching a crescendo in the business community, is it is actually bad for business, because you have perverse pay structures that, of course, promotes the wrong kind of behaviour, the wrong kind of decision-making. And, of course, the obvious example of that was the financial crash in 2008.
So your central analysis, not that of everyone else's, was really a kind of a collapse in the values of responsibility and restraint that might have permeated the kind of the well-to-do in the 1950s and 60s, that drifted away. Mm-hmm. There was no restraint. They could get away with paying themselves more because, more or less, they set their own pay.
Yes.
And so they took the chance to do so.
And that's true. And I think, you know, as a kind of corollary of that, one of the big things that we need to tackle is, of course, at the end of the day, we need the shareholders to be much more deeply engaged.
The shareholders are the ones paying the bill for the executive's pay and the bankers' bonuses.
Often they're not really aware of the extent of that because of the lack of transparency and accountability that there is in the system.
Segment 1.
If there's one issue the politicians of all main parties have decided they need to deal with this year, it's high pay. Rewards at the top. Bankers and executives delivering mediocre performance for sky-high compensation. The government's made clear it's going to have something to say on this front. Maybe expect that tomorrow. But Labour have got in first with their own ideas. Chuka Amuna is the Shadow Business Secretary and is with us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Evan.
I want to hear your ideas, but before you tell us the policies, I want to hear your analysis. Why have certain industries, notably banking, why have chief executives over the last 15 years seen their pay go up so much more than everyone else's?
Segment 2.
Well, there's a big blame game that's been going on. So you've had executives blaming shareholders. Shareholders have in turn blamed non-executive directors, who've in turn blamed the executive directors for demanding too much money. Everybody blames remuneration consultants and also lawyers for making the whole thing far too complex. My analysis of it is that this is symptomatic of the kind of system, the kind of capitalism that has grown up in this country over the last 30 years. And what we need is a more responsible and better capitalism.
Segment 3.
Because look, Evan, I don't think anybody's got any objections whatsoever to people being rewarded for taking risks, creating jobs, bringing wealth to the country. But where you have pay awards which bear no relation to performance, but also can sometimes also be beyond what a company can sustain, then it really undermines trust in the whole system. And it's often talked about from an equality perspective, in the sense that inequality is bad for our country. But actually, one of the things that I don't think has been talked about enough, and this is why the discussion is really reaching a crescendo in the business community, is it is actually bad for business, because you have perverse pay structures that, of course, promotes the wrong kind of behaviour,
yeah.
the wrong kind of decision making. And of course, the obvious example of that was the financial crash in 2008.
So,
segment 4.
So your central analysis, not that of everyone else's, was really a kind of a collapse in the values of responsibility and restraint that might have permeated the kind of the well-to-do in the 1950s and 60s, that drifted away. Mm-hmm. There was no restraint. They could get away with paying themselves more because more or less they set their own pay.
Yes.
And so they took the chance to do so.
And that's true. And I think, you know, as a kind of corollary of that, one of the big things that we need to tackle is, of course, at the end of the day, we need the shareholders to be much more
right.
deeply engaged.
The shareholders are the ones paying the bill for the executive's pay and the banker's bonuses.
Often they're not really aware of the extent of that because of the lack of transparency and accountability that there is in the system.